ULM's campus bustles with students from all over the country. Increasingly, international students are filling classrooms. Xiaoqin Liu finished a computer science undergraduate degree at ULM in 2004. She has since completed a master's degree and works for the university. Chen Liu is originally from Yantai, China. She's preparing to return home with a new mission. She's been hired to bring new students to ULM. Chen Liu will appeal to people's wallets.
In China, students and parents will automatically look for the Ivy League schools or the big name schools, and most students probably won't be able to afford the tuitions, and it's very competitive to get into those good, the top ranking schools, so-called. And I just want to give them an option of a good school that's affordable.
That point is well taken. An Ivy League school such as Harvard charges just over $36,000 per year for undergraduate tuition. ULM's cost for tuition and fees for non-resident undergraduate students tops out at just over $13,000 per year. ULM President Nick Bruno says that the projected influx of Chinese students will match up well with the local job market demands.
One of the things that we did identify is that in order to produce adequate number of technology jobs, computer science, accountancy, computer information systems, those particular fields are more attractive at this point in time to international students than they are domestic students.
With total enrollment approaching 9,000 people, the most recent count of foreign students at ULM is only about 150. But the Institute of International Education, an organization partially funded by the federal government that promotes and tracks academic exchange, says the Chinese market is enormous. Nearly 130,000 Chinese students attended American universities last year. That represents a 30% jump from the previous year. California and New York remained the most popular states with international college students. Still, Peggy Blumenthal of the Institute of International Education says Southern universities are primed to cash in.
International students bring into Louisiana over $138 million each year. And many of those students that are bringing in that money are Chinese students, because the Chinese undergraduates come here are almost entirely funded by their own family funds.
Nevertheless, President Bruno says that hiring Chen Liu has more to do with fortunate circumstances than any specific university recruiting policy.
It's a rare opportunity to have someone who is native Chinese origin, lived in Monroe, went to school at ULM, worked at ULM. To have that type of background to be available to do recruiting is rare.
Dr. Yaduan Sun is from Beijing. She's now a professor of engineering at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. She would prefer to see a more directed effort.
I think Louisiana as a state should put some effort in recruiting those good Chinese students. Their parents may not have that sufficient resources to send them to MIT, Stanford, Harvard, to Louisiana universities as undergraduate students.
ULM has not targeted a firm number of Chinese students it expects Chen Liu to recruit. Despite that, she hopes to bring in a minimum of 5 new students for her first semester of work. Her task could get easier from there. According to Peggy Blumenthal, for every student recruited, 10 or 20 more will hear about it once the pupil sends blog information back home. For the Southern Education Desk at KEDM in Monroe, I'm John Hughes.